Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is Radiance by Design, and oh my gosh, we're radiating like mad. We're going to talk tonight about the rising of the feminine in our bodies and in our psyches. And I don't know, I was thinking about the March on Wall Street and thinking, do you know, I don't know if it has anything to do with that, but there's a patriarchal extremism that I think people are fighting, don't you? So let's go back into talking about the rising of the feminine and anything else you want to talk about, because I'd love you to call in to this show after we do our meditation. The rising of the feminine is sometimes difficult because through the years there's been a certain amount of oppression of the feminine wiles and the feminine our knowing, our understanding, our collective thinking, our the power of the community, the nurturing, and all of that hasn't exactly been placed high on the value scale. Till recently, it's starting to climb back up, isn't it? And we've heard that this is the time of the great shift, the Mayan calendar and so on, and there's supposed to be a rising of the feminine and balancing out with male energy that a lot of the males are also experiencing. So this is not us against them kind of thing. It's us against a part of ourselves that has been, or us wanting to bring up an aspect of power in ourselves that has been suppressed by what? The way the culture's gone, the way the values have been held, the way the sense of dominance and control has really won. I think it's a very, very auspicious time for us to be working on this. And I hope some of you listened to Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night. If not, please hit the archives. There was a discussion with a wonderful woman, Tammy Kent, who did a book called Wild Feminine. And what she does is, I think she calls it intravaginal massage. What she does is she works with women to help release the numbnesses that have occurred in our genital or belly or internal organs through the centuries, things that have come into our lineage, even through the womb, before our births, our cellular memory of women's suppressions and so on. She works with that physically. She goes into it physically and talks a lot about how in the rising of the feminine empowerment, you and I know this. I do a lot of intuitive work with people, a lot of energy healing work. And one of the things we see in the pelvic area, in the second chakra, is how I explain it. We see all the abuse marks are sitting there, the parents' influence, sexual influence, teachers' influence, and so on. And a lot of people find there's a huge suppression in that. And it keeps us operating at about, well, remember Einstein, I think, was it Einstein who said we use a tenth of our brain? And we probably use a tenth of our body in terms of what resources we have available for energy. And as Tammy Kent explains, is as you work with this, it's not only the old stored energies that are in the pelvic area or the feminine organ area, it's also the area in which we receive huge flushes of new energy. You know what I've often seen and thought in my work and so on, in my intuition, I've often seen that we get huge flushes of creative energy that hit us in the base chakra as well. And I really like that she talked about that. So tonight, in our, we're just going to do a meditation fairly soon, and I'm hoping that you will call in. Remember, man, you guys also have a feminine side, and what we're going to do is talk to you about any darn thing you want to talk about. And we're also going to do energy on releasing the kinds of trauma and anxieties and so on that we've stored in our feminine part of our psyche, or for we women, in our bodies. I suppose men have it in their bodies, too. Tammy recommended, especially for men, to do the Mayan. There's some kind of, there's a better name, and I can't remember what it is right now, but there's a Mayan, a Mayan massage for the belly that is really, really powerful for men. But you can look that up. So anyway, I recommend that you check Tammy Kent's website, wildfeminine.com. But there's a whole lot about the second chakra, about the belly area, about the suppression of the women that you can get hold of anywhere. But I really love her book. So let's do a meditation together. And it looks like what we're needing to do over this next period. Well, we're going to also talk to Deb O'Connor at 7:30. She's going to be talking about a lot of things, including the full moon coming up in Aries in the sign of Libra. And we're going to talk about the real impact of the going direct of Pluto and its dance with Uranus and what that really means. And I'd like to ask her also, what does that mean to the feminine part of us that wants to rise? Because that whole configuration, I think, is going to last 10 or 13 years or something. So there's something for our collective of the species that's going to rise with that. So we'll talk to her about those things. She's a wonderful astrologer, artist, all-around great teacher and so on. So we'll just share with Deb. So let's all close our eyes and share a meditation. And focus above your head about 2 miles and see there a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And then we'll drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through the spine and into the lower golden ball. And that's kind of a pivoting thing, isn't it? It's like a cord running through your body. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. And then from the lower golden ball pointing up, another four-sided pyramid. And all of their points meet their base points. So you're in an octahedron, an eight-sided figure. And now, inside of the eight-sided figure, see a crystal ball developing. It's beautiful, and it nudges the inside edges of your octahedron. And inside of that there, you are in a star tetrahedron, which is like a three-dimensional Star of David. And start spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning in it. Excuse me. And as you spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron, see in front of you a magical screen. And on that screen, the first screen, you're going to create movies of what it is you want to be, what it is you want to see, what do you want to create, and we're going to do the healing. So we start off with a little movie that you create about what it is you want to become. I always ask to be multidimensional. Consciously multidimensional, moving at will. Who's will anyway? Maybe you're listening to the show tonight. See yourself being whatever it is you want to become. And as you accomplish that, see yourself smiling and appreciating that you've succeeded in your goal. And then we wrap that in light, move it over to the right, because it can still perk away there. And now we create the second movie. And that's a movie of something you want to create and design, your product. It can be home and family. It can be a book, a record, or a record that's dating you. CD, it can be anything you want. Clothing, huge world travel, interdimensional travel. I want to do a television series, that sort of thing. See all the resources coming to piece together your project. Good. They all flow to you. They come to you. The pieces work. The right people come. When you're stuck, there are people there to help you out of it, and people are all enjoying it, and it's a product that really suits everyone involved. Good work. And then when you see your product formed and you're just grinning, saying, oh, wowie, hot diggity, I did it, then just see all the resources coming to maintain its existence. That's it. And the people, the places, the things, the moolah. Good. And now let's wrap that in light and push it over to the right so it can continue over there. And now we're going to create the Galactic Healing Center. It's a beautiful, beautiful center. And in it, you have your healing team. We all have our teams of consciousnesses. And these are high beings. And they stand round your table. Your healing table. And the first person to come on in and lie on the table is you. And then you can ask them what it is you want to have done to you, or you can ask them what you need It doesn't matter. And see what they do. Now you can quite often feel them moving energy around your body. Funny, I just had mouth surgery and they're working away on my head and my mouth and my nervous system. There you go. And I can feel it. I can feel the energy really soothing and softening where I'm tense. Anybody's had gum surgery, you know, you're pretty sensitive for the first couple of days, right? It doesn't take long to heal, I don't think. Not long now, anyway. Good. So I can feel a whole bunch of energy moving through. Now, wrap yourself in light, move to the right. And who is it you're going to bring in now? Okay, I'd like to bring in this young man who's quite depressed. He's very, very frustrated, and he's been rejected right, left, and center looking for work. And the thing is, he's already got a depression, so those are too much for him. So let's lie him on the table and ask the team to help him pull out some of the pieces of his depression and help himself find. We talked earlier about the pulse of the feminine. And I know this fellow is a water sign, and that holds a lot more of the feminine energy sometimes, doesn't it? Let's see if we can bring out the power of his nurturing, his giving, his support. Well, I see what they're showing is that he has some really deep traumas that are making him kind of oddly rebellious at a very subconscious level. And it's pushing away, you know, you talk about manifesting, it's pushing away possibility for himself. So what they're doing is pulling out of his belly and his heart, they're pulling out a great deal of stuff of conflict, and they're pulling it out of his head as well. Because it's his conflict that they say is pushing away possibility in his life. And unfortunately, what happens is people become smaller and smaller in their own mind. So the guys are pulling out, or the team is pulling out, all kinds of strings of rebellion, of self-judgment, of being karmically aligned with not liking people very much. Mm-hmm. Who's on your table and what are you finding there? Okay. All right, when you think that something's going on, let's wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And now we have another person who is a lot older now. She's very, very, very uncomfortable, and she has constant pain. She's not as old as she looks. She has constant pain, incredible pain. And it's from, literally, it's from the suppression of the feminine. Like many of you that have fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue, it's very often suppressions of rages and attitudes of, you know, if you really want to go somewhere and do something and you're powerful, but you get suppressed, you're afraid that people are going to be mad, or you're afraid to disrupt whatever's going on, you're afraid to express yourself because something's going to hurt you. Anyway, this woman has gotten really huge, she's quite big, and she has a terrific amount of body pain. And what they're doing is they're going in and talking to this inner part of her brain. It's the amygdala. And I believe it's the hypothalamus. But anyway, they're going in there and working with those parts of her brain, which are holding on to ancient traumas that are actually karmic and creating a deep, like our young man was in deep rebellion at certain impractical levels. And this one is in deep self-suppression, almost like she does it before someone else does it. And she's terrified to look at it. So they're pulling things out of her brain. When I say things, I mean kind of like blobs of energy and funny little programs out of her brain. And they're infusing it with a new kind of capacity. And they're pulling some of the pains out of her arms and her legs and her lower back and her belly. There you are. It looks like things are going. Who have you got on the table and how's that going? Wrap her in light and move her outside of our little center. Wrap it in light. And remember, the team replicates themselves again. So we bring in a fresh table. And who's in there? Oh, this is a little person. He's been in an accident or something, and he feels he's very kind of broken and hurt. So they bring him in, and they're running energy through to his injuries so that in his body, the fields in his body can run in perfect cycles instead of being all, because they're showing where his legs have been damaged. They're moving the fields so that they run in beautiful flows through his legs, and it's really helping his pain. He's going to be fine soon, that little guy. Got lots of enzymes and lots of good solid blood, but they're showing how whether it's an emotional pain or a suppression or it's this kind of physical injury, is getting the fields to flow smoothly and not be suppressed and not be distorted by holding patterns that we have in our psyche. That's right. I want to do one more just to work on somebody who's a woman who's suppressing herself. So we'll move this fellow aside because things are happening. Wrap him in light. And now we're going to bring in the team again and a fresh person. We have a woman who's been badly abused. She's an extreme example of the suppression of the female. And how I see the badly abused part is, first of all, you can tell by the way a person's body has formed itself. And when I see them intuitively, they have these black blobs in the belly area that show a certain kind of either, it's usually sexual abuse that's black. Well, the black is usually beatings. And the sexual abuse is kind of a dark gray and swings up around most of the pelvic area. And this woman has both of those. And she has, I would say, again, a lot of body pain, a lot of suppression. So what we're going to do is take a look at that. I want you to feel, men and women, you can work with us on this one. I want you to feel in your own belly just now. You don't have to palpate it with your hands, but you can if you want. But I want you to feel that the deep angst that's in there in kind of numb pockets. And the team is working on this woman. They're smoothing them out. They're releasing her from this. They're sending very big flows of I want to say violet fire, but I also want to say other colored energy. So there's red, there's yellow, there's all the chakra colors moving up through this woman in great, just like little fountains, I guess, if you say great fountains relative to the size of her belly, moving up through her. Moving up through her and dissolving these patches of very dense frequencies. And then you can be looking in your own belly for where you have hardnesses or numbnesses or tensions and so on. And then take a violet fire or a colored light fountain and move it up through the perineum into the belly area. And burn and burn and burn those patches. Because they're truly subconscious programming which suppresses us and keeps us from being all we can be. We don't even know what we could really be. We should be able to be multidimensional. We should be able to do wonderful healing and really have a very exciting life of love and adventure. So let's wrap this woman in light and thank her for being our subject of exploration, and thank the team for working with us so well. And we'll send her to the side and wrap it in light. Now our political one, I guess I want to do the Wall Street thing. How many of you are paying attention? I hope you've signed on to the virtual Wall Street. It's called MarchOnWallStreet.org. You can sign on and be one of the numbers or five of the numbers of people who are counting up their solidarity around the country and around different countries for this movement. So let's bring in the whole issue of fairness in economy around the globe. Is that too big for one healing table? Probably. But this is magic. We can do what we like. So let's bring in the issue. The issue is, there's a lot of sub-issues, aren't there? But the issue is the greed and corruption that has scoured most of the money into the hands of a few and left, 99% are outside and they're cutting back services and so on because we can't afford them, but we can afford to blow up Iraq and various other places in the name of democracy, but we know it's in the name of oil or whatever, some kind of egregious. So it's going on all over the world, is this misuse of power and misuse of money. So we, as we know, people are marching. They're really starting to rise all over America. So what I'd like to do is put this issue of these beings who are, for example, on Wall Street, put it right on our healing table. And let's just infuse it with light. Let's see great pink harmonizing light. Let's feel the rays of consciousness and evolution meeting these various people, especially in high positions, so they can wake up and see that we could have a world that's a win-win for all of us. Let's just see these great, beautiful, salmon-colored harmonizing lights coming down. Have it come down through the top of your head and come out your heart and then your arms and your hands. So your fingers tingle and see yourself radiating this beautiful light through all of these individuals that have to do with making a few very wealthy. I'm simplifying it. You can read all you want, get as complicated as you want out there. It's much more complex and intriguing. We keep hearing about the shift, and I'm praying and bringing light through that. The shift is automatic and comes through people. And it can be a win-win for all. So let's see the light move through, and the light move through Obama, and the light move through all of those people who are in international positions of power regarding economics. Let's see the light hitting the Federal Reserve, and let's see the light hitting the International Monetary Fund. Good. And then when you see them all flooded with light so that they have to feel loving. Okay, let's bring the light all around the world, all around the world, hitting all the hot spots. You know, anywhere there's war, famine, tons of starvation these days, and awful Earth changes, or the Gulf oil, or Japan, or Haiti, any of these places that are having these amazing experiences of damage and so on, let's see ourselves absolutely padding it with light. Have the light move round and round and round our planet, round and round the planet, and then cycle back and come in through our hands, fill our arms, our chest, our hearts again, back up through the head and way out into the great central sun. Good, we are all one. And now let's all pop, close off the Galactic Healing Center, and let's pop into the star tetrahedron and spin, 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 spin until you've come right into the room with me. And how about calling in and telling me what's going on? How do you feel about the feminine? What's going on with you and the feminine power in your world? Are you able to use your intuition? What did I read recently is that this is the age of information, but it's almost over and we're moving into the age of intuitive sharing. I thought that was a real hot diggity kind of prediction. Call in 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. You're listening to Radiance by Design. I'm Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. And if you call in, We like to look at you, shift your energy, answer your questions, and help you share with us what it takes to release the feminine suppression, find the feminine power, whether you're male or female, and also talk about whatever else you want to talk about. And Deb O'Connor is going to be here any minute. So I hope, Deb, that you'll toodaloo when you get here, if you'll say hello. So let's see. I guess what I'm looking at is a number of women. There is a number of you out there that aren't calling in, so I'm going to pick on you, okay? Because I see someone who feels her belly is all distended and swollen, and she doesn't know why. And I want to say, and this is not medical intuition, I'm using the emotional approach here. I want to say this is a woman who in her is very emotional. It should be, you have a lot of swellings. You've got terrific water retention. And it's a feeling of helplessness, kind of being in a swill of things that you have to do. And it's pulling on you. You're getting down in the doodles. I can see that. It's not that you're really depressed. I feel like you're weighed down, literally, with emotions that you're not expressing. And what we're going to do for that... Hi. You're on the air.
Hi. Hello, Veronica.
Hi. I can barely hear you. Can you yell?
Yeah, this is Debbie from Washington State.
Hi, Debbie. How are you doing?
I'm fine. What I wanted to find out...
I'm glad to hear your voice.
Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of you. My question is, I've had some medical problems this past week and wanted to know if you can see anything that's going on.
Are they due with your... Do you want to give us a hint about them, what they are? I'll tell you why. I don't like to leap in and start saying things that might be scary or whatever, so I'd like you to tell me a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I ended up in the emergency room with a panic attack.
Uh-huh. Debbie, are you a little heavy in that belly area?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because you've got something going on there. You know what? I'm always amazed about what happens in the intestinal tract with the heart and with the brain, hey? Because I look at you, and the first thing I wanted to say is you've got something going on behind the navel in your colon area, and I want to say it's more like it's not something terrible, but you need to have a cleanse or something, because that stuff, you remember our neurotransmissions are created first in the intestinal tract, and they go to the brain later. And you've got something going on there that's really abrasive, and it needs to be cleaned up. Can you do that?
Okay.
And I think that would have a lot to do with anxiety and panic, because it's like you've got this funny little energy that wants to run up and down the back of your head and your neck and so on. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
And you don't have a lot of... You're not in a hyper-stress work thing right now, are you? You're not working right now, are you?
No, I'm not.
So it's not like we're saying, oh my gosh, you're in the corporate milieu and you're in a big pickle. I think it's your body actually clearing. It's not getting worse. It seems to be clearing some past debris. You know, maybe you want to do something like drinking aloe vera for a regular basis, or having a colonic, or using some kind of fiber to clear out your intestinal tract, and drink a lot of water. I think that's what the anxiety is coming from.
Okay.
That sounds strange.
Well, that all makes sense.
Well, good. So you have to report back, don't you?
Absolutely.
Veronica, this is Deb. Could I respond to this, too?
Of course.
Can you hear me? Hello, Debbie. This is Deb O'Connor. I'm an astrologer, and one of the things that occurred to me when you started to describe what's going on with you physically is what a beautiful metaphor it is, really, for what's going on energetically with the Uranus-Pluto square, because Pluto hits everybody in the gut. It's it's viscerally gut wrenching, and it and the Uranus is making us feel like we're going crazy. Panic attacks are a perfect metaphor for it. But I think that what Veronica just described is, for you, for your own specific energy, is what I would describe almost for what's going on universally, which is that we are processing things so fast, old junk out of the gut, out of the Pluto, old emotional patterning. That it does make us anxious. I mean, it makes us overly anxious because we really aren't set up for this kind of fast processing, but we're doing it anyway. And I think also right. that the people who are doing it fast are sort of ahead of the game. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure does. Yeah.
But she doesn't have to do until Uranus stops dancing with Pluto, does she?
No, because I think that we're bringing stuff up really fast and getting it out, and then it's out. It's like getting a bad
Being born in November, which Pluto is my planet, mm-hmm. does that have anything to do with anything?
It is. Well, it does. If were you born in before November 21st?
Yes.
When in November? Yeah.
November 20th.
So you're a Scorpio. So you right. So you're right on the cusp. That's interesting. So, but if in fact you are a Scorpio Sun, which I would imagine you are. Sometimes people on the 20th are Sagittarians, but that's really rare. But if you've got a Scorpio Sun, then you are Pluto. Pluto is one of the primary planetary energies that you carry. And so when I said you're kind of ahead of the pack, kind of, out there, sort of high on the curve, a lot of us are doing this work in a kind of a radical way, but it's because we're capable of it. So if you're really familiar with Pluto work anyway, then that, you have a Scorpio Sun, then you're probably one of those people who's all of her lifetime been working with old emotional patterning and with fear systems and all of that junk and goop that we all carry. But you do it, you're somebody who can work through the psyche, Scorpio and Pluto. So basically your psyche is dumping like crazy.
Yay!
Right. Yeah.
Yay.
That's a lot of information. Good for you.
Yeah, and I'm thankful I'm not working because I think if I was, I'd be just literally going crazy.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually thinking it's your Uranus and not your brain.
What was that?
And we've been talking about how Uranus says to us, go ahead, lose your minds. We want you to lose your minds because we're reconfiguring your minds. We, the cosmic mind, coming down through all of you, we want to reconfigure your minds so it'll make you feel like you're going crazy. But really, you're just losing your minds.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not funny, but at the same time, we have to keep our sense of humor.
Right.
But I thank you for your call, Debbie. It's great to hear from you.
All right. Thanks. I'll try to get together with you via email.
Please do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
All right. Gee, Deb, it was great for you to come on with that. That's perfect. I was thinking earlier about the women, the feminine rising. I think I emailed you as well, going, the Pluto-Uranus thing is perfect for dumping the way women have been suppressed or the feminine has been suppressed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because we're in Libra time right now, and the sign of Libra is actually ruled by Venus. There isn't any more feminine energy in the zodiac than Venus. Venus and the Moon are the two feminine energies we have. And right now we have four planets in Libra, not just the Sun, but Venus herself is in Libra right now. So this is a perfect topic, and I think we're also coming up on, I know we can talk about this another night, but we're coming up on 11-11-11. And when you look at the numerology in that, you've got 1-1-1-1-1-1. And I know there are a gajillion different ways to interpret this, but it seems to me like what we're learning is we're learning something about dualism that isn't negative. And that would be so Libran, and that would be so much about the feminine, and that the dualism of the fact that we are human and we are divine, and there's no separation between those two. That it's a paradox. They're dualistic, but they're not. And again, that's Libra. You think about Libra, the sign for her, where she stands and she holds the scales, one in either hand. And she's basically finding the balance here. And I think that when we're talking about the divine, we're always talking about the feminine, the great mother. I know there's the divine masculine, I get all that, but the balance is off. So if Libra is doing anything right now, and with Venus in Libra too, she's bringing us back into that awareness, men and women alike, of the receptive feminine. Yin.
It's very auspicious timing, isn't it? Or everything is, eh?
It is. Yeah, everything is
so,
amazing. Go ahead.
No.
I just think that, what
do you think about the Wall Street thing and Pluto Uranus? Is that all part of the same thing?
You know, it is. All right, so we're talking about Libra again, right? She's Lady Justice. She's blindfolded. She's standing there looking for balance and equality in relationships. And Uranus is the planet of the communal, revolution from within, revolution from the people outward. Uranus is always energy that says, this isn't about a king who's saying to all of his serfs, you'll get out there and fight this battle for me, or a pope. With Uranus, we're talking about the grassroots, always. So Uranus squaring Pluto, we're starting to see people getting through the Pluto piece, which is the fear, and basically say, no, we're going to do this Uranian thing, which is we're all in this together, you know, united we stand, and we want that Uranian clarity, the cosmic mind coming through. And you know, I was going to say something quickly, too, about Steve Jobs, who died last night, and I was listening again today to the commencement address he gave at Stanford in 2006, and he said something so beautiful about death, which is a perfect Pluto statement. He said, death is very likely the best invention of life.
Ah!
It's life's change agent. He said, it's life's change agent. If that isn't Pluto and Uranus right there, think about that. The change agent is Uranus.
Yeah.
And, you know, isn't it amazing?
I have to admit that I've been deeply impacted by some of the messages that he left. Like, said it's interesting to think of yourself as being dead, because then it makes me think about how we have to come from the heart, we have to live what we really believe in. Go hungry if you have to, but do what you believe in.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing.
In many ways, I think he was is a really extraordinary high being. I mean, you're right. Like, even in death now, we're getting these messages that, and again, he was so Uranian, because he was so much about the communal communication that puts everybody on an equal playing field. And, you know, I'm not saying that the guy didn't have shadows, everybody does, but I think that even in death now, all these things that he said are coming back. It's amazing. I mean, I'm going to read that one more time, because I felt like I haven't heard a more quintessential Pluto-Uranus square statement. Death is very likely the best invention of life. It is life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new. And that's exactly what Pluto and Uranus are doing for all of us. And they are bringing on anxiety attacks. Debbie's not the only person I've heard say this week. They are bringing about anxiety attacks, this couple, Pluto and Uranus, because we're releasing fear so fast that I think our systems are just jingling. Don't you? Sound a jangle.
Yeah, I do, actually, and a lot of my clients are having anxiety attacks right now. So, yeah, it's part of the deal. Or they're feeling like they're going to, and we have to talk them through it. And it always has to do with the same thing, which is unhooking some of that deep inner... I guess when the fears come up, there's an inner angst that's absolutely incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
it's really fun.
Do you have anything
you
else to report, or shall we say goodnight?
I think if you have other callers waiting, then we should say goodnight. I can talk to you about the full moon next week.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you say a little bit about that? Because I think after we had a little talk today, I realized that it's perfect, given what we've just been talking about. It's a perfect key into getting to some other expression. Okay?
Well, and especially because the moon is the great feminine. She is the great mother. And this full moon, which will be next Tuesday evening, in Pacific time, I think it's somewhere around 7 o'clock. I forgot to check exactly. Next Tuesday evening. And so the moon will be full in Aries, but it'll be receiving Libra sun. So we're working on the balance between Libra, which is all about relationship, and how we find balance and peace in the world, inner peace, outer peace, peace in relationships. And it's going to be reflecting onto this gorgeous feminine entity, the moon, out of in the constellation of Aries, which is very much about finding the courage to do what we have to do to find balance. And I'm just sort of putting this in a nutshell, but Aries helps us to take action in a brave way. And it can also show us where we've been doing the Libra piece almost to the extreme, where we're so worried about hurting anybody's feelings or rocking anybody's boat that we've stayed, you know, that we've basically settled for something. And I think that when we have that full moon in Aries next week, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to finally just stand up and say, okay, that's enough. I don't care what this looks like. I don't care what anybody else thinks. This is what absolutely has to be done, and I'm going to find the will and the personal courage to move on this and act on this now, and I'll do it in the kindest possible Libran way I can. But people are going to be standing up and saying, the only way for me to be healthy in this relationship is to speak from my own clearest, deepest place. That'll be good.
I like that. That sounds really vital, and it's probably good collectively as well as individually.
It's really going to be good.
Actually, next Tuesday night, my Paradigm Shifters is the cells on relationships. So,
that's perfect. It's perfect. And you know, and I think that probably you were talking about the virtual community that's building really fast around the Wall Street thing. I would be willing to bet that by next Tuesday night, it's going to be a huge community, and that some kind of action will be taken. I mean, you know. Aries is all about let's just act. Let's act, and let's act now through courage. So, well, I can't wait. I like this full moon, this Aries full moon.
Yeah, it's really nice. Well, we keep talking about the shift, and this is, to me, the shift, all of this. And it seems like Aries is a great slingshot.
It's a great catalyst. It's like the match to the gasoline. Anyway, I'm going to let you
tell everybody how to get hold of you, Deb.
Good night. You can get a hold of me through my website, which is www.lovedogdesign.com, or you can email me at Deb, which is short for Deborah, Deb@lovedogdesign.com. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. You've invigorated our talk with Debbie and just all of us with the astrology. Thanks, Deb.
Good night.
Good night. Now, I hope some of the other people are going to call. I started to talk about a woman whose belly was really filled before Debbie called in, and then we started working on her belly, but she wasn't the one I was initially picking out of that great, silent bunch of characters out there who's scared to phone in. Remember, when the Aries moon hits, you won't be scared to phone in, will you? Anyway, I saw this woman who had all this water retention and so on, and what are we going to do with that? She looks like she's holding emotions in a huge way. In fact, I would say that she's a classic example of a woman who's trying to be good and trying to be nice. She perceives a great deal. This woman that I'm seeing is probably in her late 40s, early 50s. She perceives a great deal, doesn't say very much. And her body is just swelling up. And I'm seeing that she really needs to have kind of a tantrum, or she needs to yell and scream and write and so on. And also she needs to take, I would take like a lot of garlic pills, or she needs to take a diuretic right now, but that's just to make her life easier. But I want to say that the symbol is the water retention that she's going through, and the full belly is really holding her emotions. So I want to say to you out there, if you're feeling that that's about you, I would exaggerate. I would call up in my body, mind, what emotion am I feeling that I'm not revealing? I would say in your case, it might be a kind of a bitter anger and a need to criticize that you won't use. I'm not saying go out there and be bitterly angry and start criticizing people. I'm saying wrap yourself in light and do this at home, everybody. And let's call up in your body, mind, all that incredibly bitter anger that's in there. And it's huge. Good. Call it up. And notice where it goes in your body. It goes right to your heart, doesn't it? Okay, and call up more of it and exaggerate where it is in your body. It may be in your legs, in your feet. There it is, and in your thighs, which tells me about support. Now I'm watching, you know, and it's in your jaw. I'm watching in your thighs, and I want to say your mother. Now we're talking about the global feminine right now, but your mother let you down a lot. And you were taught by her that you weren't going to get very far if you expressed. There you go. Starting to come up. I can feel it whirling up through your body, whirling up through your body. It might make you burp. It might make your mouth really tight. It might make the back of your head weird. A little bit like our caller, Debbie. Good. And then we're just moving it on through. Can you feel this at home? Wrap yourselves in lights. You don't want to take it all on, but you want to feel the energy that we're pushing through to burn and burn and burn all of this leftover anger, bitterness, kind of critical resentment. You know when you've been criticized a lot, you tend to criticize people a lot, even in your own mind? Bring up that feeling of the need to do that. It's a self-protection. Don't be ashamed of it. Bring it up, because as Deb says, it's the Pluto influence is making us bring up the fears. Good. Now, for my wonderful mystery client, it's now going right up your spine. It's going to change the way your spine is. There it is, right there. And maybe people at home can feel it as the violet light goes right up through your body. Making me burp, so there. Right up to your body. Now, I really recommend that you take some garlic pills or one thing I learned from my mother is when you're swelling up, take unsweetened grapefruit juice or half a grapefruit before you eat anything, and it will really shift the way your water retains itself. So call in. Who else is going to call in? Remember, we're talking about the rising of the feminine to her natural place. At the same time, there's a lot of people protesting on Wall Street for the kind of the epitome of the patriarchy out of control, which has kind of hoarded most of the finances at this point. So it's sort of an interesting parallel, isn't it? The rising of the feminine is the demand and the ask for us to even out so that people are nurtured, looking after each other. We use our intuition, we use our love, we use community. There we go. Okay, so now we're going to pick somebody else. Let's pick a guy here, and we'll have the feminine coming up in you. All right, we're looking at your... I see. It's funny, when I see the masculine energy slightly out of control, it looks like hard lines throughout his body. And always, this is metaphorical, and always looks like energy lines that are in really stiff form through the body. And that's no sexual play on words, honestly, guys. I'm talking about the framework of your body. So let's look at this guy. He's a very, very sensitive man. So he developed a kind of a hard exterior. And I'm watching his belly, and maybe everybody can do this. Go right in around the navel. Palpate all around your navel. Wrap yourself in light, because I'm going to do a little bit of energy here, and you don't want to take each other's arm. We want to release it, don't we? So palpate around your belly button, around your navel. There you go. And then push and pull. Because I'm seeing the guy, and many of you guys will relate to this, that you have to have a... And testosterone helps you do this, remember? Because you can't go kill the mastodon for your family's dinner with your knees shaking, right? So you got to harden off and not feel things too much. But all around the navel, my guys used to call it the fear donut. We put a lot of our fears in there, the soft part of the belly. So I want you to push it and pull it and ask to feel the fear. Feel the fear. I want you to feel the fear. Bring it up and burn it up with a violet flame. Let's burn and burn and burn. I know what we'll do. We'll take the violet flame to the perineum, which is at the bottom of the torso, and then push it up and burn and burn and burn in your belly. Burn and burn in your belly. Yeah, until you start getting a funny, queasy feeling in the belly area. Queasy. Remember, the belly houses the subconscious, and we're burning up. your resistance to experiencing your fear or feeling your fear were burning up your way of holding yourself tight against fear, because that doesn't work. You're better to feel it, and then move it rather than deny it. When you deny it, it creates a suppression, and of course that creates all kinds of illnesses. But in any case, the guy I've picked is getting softer in the belly. He's starting to get soft. You see, everybody wants to have their six-pack, right? And I'm saying, you know, it's okay to have that, which is a physical thing, but if what you've got behind it, you've stuffed all of your vulnerabilities and you've hardened off to them, that's not going to help you become more attuned to your nurturing, kind, community-centered, shifting consciousness, is it? Anyway, our hero here is getting a lot softer, and around his fear donut, it looks like things have become much more alive. It's not that you have to get soft and mushy and you can't experience any strongness. No, it's that it starts to get softer but more creative about how it handles, not so defensive. It's more creative about how it handles the stress of fear. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I really am excited about this time on our planet. It's a little bit earth-shaking, isn't it? We're going to experience lots of changes. We're going to experience some rabble-rousing and action, community consciousness trying to erupt. So let's all pay attention. But one of the things we can do all the time is be sending out light, pay attention to our own reactions, find out when we're defensive, when we're being proactive, try to be loving to one another. And remember, we're trying to move together in community consciousness. That's the way out of a lot of this stuff. Tonight we're going to be on with Jackie Salvitti, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness, and she wants to talk about walk-ins. Jackie said that she thinks she is a walk-in since she died and came back. And we'll talk about that, see how that's kind of an exciting subject, isn't it? And of course her team is such a wonderful channeled force. They're going to come through and lift you and give you all kinds of things to grow on and lean on and learn on as we go through these times of the shift. My next interview on Paradigm Shifters is with Barry and Joyce Vassell. They did an interview a couple of weeks ago on conscious dying, and this one is going to be about conscious relationships. And theirs is a sharedheart.org. They have a lot of information on their website about how to create healing in relationships and intimate relationships for the sake of a long-termer. We all want that, I think. And my name is Veronica Entwistle, and if you'd like to be in touch with me for feedback on this show or any of the Paradigm Shifters shows, suggested guests, and so on, or if you'd like a session with me, it's Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle, no H in Entwistle.com. Oh, talk about walk-ins and so on. Guess what? In a couple of weeks, we're going to have on Danyon Brinkley, who was embraced by the light. He was hit by lightning several times and has become quite a powerful intuitive, and he's getting on the air and talking to us about what is beyond, about his new book, and how to work with that, which is beyond. So I'm very excited about having him come up. So again, this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design, for participating, for shifting that belly for the sake of our community. Let's take some light and some love, and bless it out to one another, and create the Radiance by Design community that we are. Again, thanks for listening. See you at the top of the hour.